Okay, so now let's talk about the topic about dealing with resistance and anxiety. Now, this is pretty easy once you have the sensitivity spectrum in your mind, right? You know, oh, over here, no big deal, no trigger, nothing. Oh, interesting. Oh, like, oh, my soulmate, this is so fabulous. Like, oh, I don't really trust this person. Like, get them away from me, right? So you already know, you know. Now it's really just tracking that. And again, maybe it's students in the school. That'd be kind of fun if it was. Taking nothing personally, just kind of tracking how you feel with certain people, keeping it to yourself. You're not going to be sharing this with other people. Or it's in your outer world too. We just want to make sure that you know how to recognize these things by saying, this person makes me feel like this, 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 and this, right? So you start to actually recognize the energy of the spectrum on a daily basis. Now, there are going to be some questions I'm going to pose to you, and it's in the PDF, and I'm going to read them to you so you can think about it before you actually do it. So whenever you come across resistance, you pull a card, one card from one deck for insight, and then a second and a third from two other decks, right? So it doesn't matter which deck it is, and then I'll demonstrate it, okay? So the first question would be, what is the nature of my resistance to this person, this subject, this experience? And I totally can give you a really good example in a second. And then what can I learn from my resistance is another question. Then the next one is, what am I hiding from? And then the next question is, how can I move past this with grace? Now you have your choice. If you feel that you've answered a question with one card and it feels really complete, just leave it at one card. Then if you want to take that second card from another deck and the third card from another deck, I want you to play around with this. Nothing is set in stone. I just really want you to feel how this feels to ask these questions of yourself. So I am going to demonstrate this because I already know what I'm resisting and show you how this works because you're doing this for yourself. You're not doing this for someone else. We're still dealing with a deeper personal mastery. So I like Wisdom of the Oracle as my anchor card. So I want to answer. This is where I feel comfortable. This is where I want to go. And now even though I'm comfortable with all my babies because they're my children, this is the one that makes sense to me to start with the question, what is the nature of my resistance? And my resistance is to being organized, okay? So that's my situation, right? Because it doesn't have to be a person, because me being disorganized affects everybody, all right? It does. It affects my team. It affects how I work in the school. It affects me, you know, having to course correct, etc. If I'm more organized and spend more time in advance, this is what I know. I need to be focused and organized instead of multitasking 50,000 things, even though I do that all the time. You all know that. I watch and read, like, I don't know how many posts am I reading in a day for like hours. But let's see. So I have resistance to this. So what is the nature of my resistance to this subject and this experience of being focused and organized? Here is my card. Now I put it this way. I'm going to turn it sideways because I decided that. Exchanging gifts. That's interesting. So my resistance is about cutting off the flow. So this subject is about exchanging gifts. This is totally it. I'm sabotaging myself. So this is how I'm getting this, because this is a very positive card. It's upright. I'm talking about my resistance to this. So my response, this is actually quite profound to be quite honest with you right now, because it's like I'm sabotaging myself. I'm not allowing myself to exchange the gifts in a way that I'm 100% proud of it. As a matter of fact, one of my Oracle decks, I had to redo them because I felt like I just kind of flew through it and I had to start, well, I didn't totally start from scratch, but I had to go over it again because I didn't feel that I put the right attention onto it. So it's like doing too many things at once, you know, and giving out too many things and kaboom. So again, this is about sabotaging. Now, the reason I decided to share this with you guys is because I've worked through it, right? I know that I have some resistance, but I'm not totally in resistance. That's why it was easy for me to talk about this, because I'm not in the process with this, right? I'm not right in the middle of my process. So I already know that this is true, which is why it's such an epiphany, because if I am not focused and organized, it affects my capacity to exchange gifts. So that's how I want you to look at your cards. This card, you know, the card that answers the nature of the resistance will tell you how it affects it, as opposed to this exchanging gifts is not the resistance, it's what how it affects it. Now, let's pick a second card. Now we know Colette has some resistance to being organized. Nothing new. Okay, so since I know this, but let's see what the Wisdom of Avalon is going to give me a second opinion, right? So I have another person on my council, why not ask them? So what else can we learn about this resistance to being organized and focused? This one feels like it wants to come out. Interesting. So this is about, this is, the king is about sovereignty. So this is a very interesting thing, because I wasn't expecting this card, but it is very true. The king, my husband is the king. And he's the most organized man I know. And sometimes I'm a little disorganized, just kind of push back sometimes because I feel like I'm so creative, da da da. But this really is about sovereignty. And so for me, if I were to look at this, what is the nature of my resistance to being organized and focused? This is telling me that I need to be sovereign. So this is giving me a second opinion saying, yeah, you need to work with king energy, right? So this is the energy we're going to work with, right? And that's so true. That's about being not so allowing the pinging on the internet to distract me and the messages and the phone calls and this kind of stuff, because this is also about how I distract myself. And this is very much like cut yourself off, be very, the sovereignty is detach, get to work, blah, blah, blah. Now this is very, very accurate. So I want you guys to see this the same way. The first card is gonna tell you about how this resistance that you have is affecting you or the subject. And the second card is going to give you something to do about it, right? So I just thought it was funny that it was the king card too, given that that's the only card in the deck that would really represent the really organized person, which happens to be my husband, who's filming this. Anyway, so that's one way to do that. Now, the next question is, what can I learn from my resistance? Now, I'm going to choose another deck. This time I'm going to choose Avalon again. So what can I learn from this experience? So of resistance in this particular area. And let's pick one card. Ah, it makes me angry. Yes, it does. So this is so funny. This is the Wasp. Okay. Now we have, the Wasp is about anger, and it's true. I get very agitated. So this, what tells me is I will have less of that. And that's so true. And I have already, the minute I started getting super organized, because I have to, there's too many plates spinning in the school. I had to get more focused and more organized, and it's totally true. I'm not as angry anymore. And so, because I know where all the boxes are. So you see how that storyline can show you your own resistance to a subject. And you go like, wow, this is gonna be great because I will have less of this. It's not saying it's gonna give you more of this, it's gonna give you less of this, because it is on the like we would say, call this more challenging. Now let's get a second opinion on this. So we'll just reach for another deck, and this time I'm gonna use the Map. Now I like the idea of two cards rather than three cards. That's just intuitively right now, but I will do three cards just to show you what that's like. Okay. Hope you're having as much fun as I am dissecting myself in front of you. And this is how quickly you can do it, but they're so profound. Like I would, had I not known about this and not processed it already before I came and the subject matter, I probably would have sat there and journaled it for quite some time. But this is an arena that, you know, I'm doing pretty good in now. Okay, so then we wanna know, what else can I learn from this resistance, right? From my resistance. Talisman. I already know. That's the other thing. So what else can I learn? That I can look to the past, the things. Now, here's very good. When I have been super organized, super focused, I know that I'm feeling really good. I can wear the world loosely, and there's more opportunity for risk when everything is organized. So I have this talisman already. I already know this. So it's telling me this, like, you just have to know what you've already done. And that's when we do those positive synchronicity timelines. If you run across something that says, look to your past, and you go, right, wait a second, all those times that I felt really good, I did this, 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 and this. We all know what to do. We have our inner wisdom, and the cards are giving us really good information about what to do around resistance, right? Okay, what am I hiding from? Now, I know I'm not hiding from anything, but maybe the cards are gonna tell me something I don't know. And I'm gonna show you this in front of you because, this will be interesting to see. And it'll tell me if I am or if I'm not. That's the other thing. Maybe you don't have anything you're hiding from, but what am I hiding from in the resistance to organization and focus? Higher power. Okay, so here's what this is all about. For me, this is thinking that I don't have a partner, right? So this is what am I hiding from? I'm hiding from the partnership with spirit. That if I think I'm the one that has to do everything, and what I actually do, by the way, is pray and meditate before I get focused and organized. And I do get that conscious contact. When I'm scrambling, I'm not connected to my higher power. And that's what this is saying. So that's the part that I'm like somehow disconnected from. Because when you're hiding, you can't see outside and they can't see you. And so it's that hiding that partnership. Now that's something that really makes total sense to me. At that point, I would not choose a second card or a third card because I wouldn't need to, because I feel that, that's so true. That's exactly what happens. Now, how can I move past this with grace? So I'm going to use this three cards, right? I'm going to start with just one from the Enchanted Map, putting it in front of me, face down. Then I'm going to use Wisdom of Avalon, and I'm going to show you how to do this. So I'm just really going to feel this one out. And this deck is never read reversed, by the way, too, so you can turn it around. You'll turn the card around anyway. So here we go with this one. I'll put this like that. Oh, can't make this up. You just cannot make this up. And I'm going to use Wisdom of the Hidden Realms just because I haven't. Because I haven't yet for you, and there's lots of boxes all over my table, but hey, what are you going to do? What's going to happen when my other decks come out? You're going to have me swimming in Oracle cards. Okay. So the third card, I turn that one over, and I'm turning this one over too. Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, wow, look at this. How can I move past this with grace? Now, pretending you're you, and the reason I brought that up is because most people use that subject. A lot of people who are healer types will either go to the extreme of being hyper-organized and hyper-controlling, or they're scattered all over the place. So I use that because I fall more into the scattered place than I do into the hyper-organized, controlling place. So this says strength, focus, right? Remember I said the whole thing was about focus and discipline, right? Or being, you know, organized and focused. And this is about strength in focus. And what happens is the Rainbow Prince is compensation for my hard work after I have persevered. So this is a simple, simple way for you guys to look at resistance and get something amazing out of it, right? So anytime you feel resistance, do these exercises. Because all of a sudden, if I was still in my stuff, like, and I'm not, but if I was, I'd be like, whoa, all these epiphanies would be happening to me right now. And I'd forgotten that I was resisting what I was resisting. And I could hardly wait at this point to be focused and organized because it feels like a big payoff. Because you've already got all the answers that you need from spirit in the way that is right for you, and it can show you the way to move out of your circumstances with grace and ease rather than deny the resistance, because it's going to come up, and this is a fun way of getting information that's really helpful. Okay, now let's talk about how to work with resistance in a group. Like magic, it's all clean, just like Bewitched. Tickle, tickle, tickle. Oh my gosh. Anyway, okay, never mind. We want to talk now about how to work with resistance in a group. Now, we are going to be putting you in groups of three. So we have three groups of three. You're getting the first one now, and not this very second. I don't want you guys to do anything until the end of the week because you have months ahead of you to partner with other people. It's really more important that you understand about energy, okay? But maybe some of you, and I know there are some of you who are going to want to jump right in with both feet. So here's what happens. When you're ready to partner, and I'm going to read this to you, resistance comes up from another person, possibly. Now, you may have none of this happen, but what if it does? You need to be prepared. Sometimes people are not ready to address the issue when it comes up. They need to take a time out. Or none could come up at all, but just in case, you need to know what to do when it does come up, because you're all going to feel it. All three of you will feel it, and you have to say, that's interesting, there's resistance here, as opposed to I'm resisting. Never say I am resisting. It's there is resistance, or there's an experience of resistance in the room. Let's take a time out and then come back. And the first thing that you do is stop. Duh, right? You're going to go, that's interesting. I'm going to make a note of that. So everybody should be making a note of that in their journals when something comes up, because you're just learning about energy. You're not there to judge another person or yourself or blame yourself for feeling a certain way around somebody. You're there to track the energy. That's what you're doing. So all three people should pull three cards to journal about and then return the fresh the next day or a couple of days later to go over the cards, right? So you want to then come back and talk about the resistance. All three of you are going to say, okay, there was resistance. Let's talk about how it affected me and what the story in motion is. And then you get into some really cool conversations about the resistance and you're not personal about it anymore. So you let the person who had the resistance go first. Let them speak first. So then the question that goes from what can I learn from this energy that showed up in our group and what is the best course of action to take now? Again, choosing from multiple decks to answer. So then you do that together, right? So you want to know what could you learn from this? And what's the best course of action to take around this? So and then you can have something really interesting to speak about, the three of you, because you have both... All three of you experienced something that may one person have brought to the table, but it's always going to be universal because we're getting out of the personal and going into the more universal story. Now, remember, I'm going to read this to you because it's in your PDF. If resistance comes up from something personal first. It doesn't come at universally, like I'm having universal resistance. That doesn't come up. But it will have universal underpinnings. And that's why you need to take a breather. When it comes up, make note of it saying, I need to take a breather. And you just take the breather and everybody has to be okay about it, all right? So that's the point of having this. You wanna sort it out and come back and talk about the universal theme. You don't wanna talk about the personal trigger. You wanna go away, give yourself enough time and come back and talk about the universal theme. From, it says, example, a person resists their cards or your conversation with them about them. The natural thing would be to go back and say, this reminds me of what my ex did such and such and I felt bad and blah, 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 blah. But what we are looking for is, resistance came up for me as the theme of unworthiness. That's what you want to come back and talk about. Wow, there's a theme of unworthiness here that was brought to the surface. That's what you want to do. So remember we talked about that a number of times. Put the grit in your journal. The stuff, the messy stuff goes in your journal and you bring the pearl back to the group. You don't process in your group. You bring the pearl to the group. You bring the pearl to the Facebook page. Or you try to, because sometimes, again, when you're dealing with other people, you're very responsible for what you say to them. And what comes up for them in the moment can be, you know, something that instead of jumping in to fix it or jumping in to rescue them or whatever, you take the time out. And you go, okay, that was interesting. I said this. This was my motive. And you come back. And everybody gets to learn because everybody gives each other permission to experience everything as perfect, okay? So that's what we're doing in this module. You can tell it's very dense. It's very, very meaty. So this particular module we're delivering to you this week is a theme we're going to look at all the next number of months, right? So again, the delivery of this is not meant for you to get it perfect in a week, right? It's just for you to understand, oh, this is also part of our course. This is also part of what we're learning here. We're going to experience this every day along the way and as we grow because it takes time for you to integrate this and you need experience. Alrighty. Next video, we are going to be talking about beyond the personal. Now, the video is actually a video meditation. So we will be back for something very relaxing. So when you are ready to look at video 3, I want you to be relaxed and I want you to be in a nice chair. Don't be watching it on your phone on the subway because you might fall asleep, miss your stop. Okay? Do it when you get home. I'll see you in a second.